I want to go on from that book to the next one, a book called The Lice. And the title, lest you waste time wondering how one arrived at a title like that, got a Greek scholar to help me fiddle with, so I got it the way I wanted it. And he said it was, you know, close enough to Heraclitus. And that, this way it reads, "All men are deceived by the appearances of things, even Homer himself, who was the wisest man in Greece. For he was deceived by boys catching lice. They said to him, 'What we have caught and what we have killed, we have left behind. But what has escaped us, we bring with us.'" It seems to work for all poems, but it worked for this book, which is a kind of descent book, ESC, particularly. And before I get into the poems which are more typical of the book, I want to read one which is typical of the theme of the book, but not of the kind of poems that are in it, and not of anything that I'd ever written before or written since. It's a poem that, again, you know, if one's talking about the ironies that go into things, one of the private ironies about it was the fact that the form of it was suggested by a Brazilian Indian creation myth, and the poem itself is nothing at all like a creation myth, except that in subject. Formally, it's a kind of mock narrative that's at the same time incantatory, and so the disparity between what it's doing and how it does it is ironic, and you can tell from the title that it's a poem about an anti-creation myth. It's a mythological poem about an anti-creation, which is a different thing, and called The Last One. Well, they'd made up their minds to be everywhere, because why not? Everywhere was theirs, because they thought so. They with two leaves, they whom the birds despise. In the middle of stones, they made up their minds. They started to cut. Well, they cut everything, because why not? Everything was theirs, because they thought so. It fell into its shadows, and they took both away. Some to have, some for burning. Well, cutting everything, they came to the water. They came to the end of the day. There was one left standing. They would cut it tomorrow. They went away. The night gathered in the last branches. The shadow of the night gathered in the shadow on the water. The night and the shadow put on the same head, and it said, "Now." Well, in the morning, they cut the last one. Like the others, the last one fell into its shadow. It fell into its shadow on the water. They took it away. Its shadow stayed on the water. Well, they shrugged. They started trying to get the shadow away. They cut right to the ground. The shadow stayed whole. They laid boards on it. The shadow came out on top. They shone lights on it. The shadow got blacker and clearer. They exploded the water. The shadow rocked. They built a huge fire on the roots. They sent up black smoke between the shadow and the sun. The new shadow flowed without changing the old one. They shrugged. They went away to get stones. They came back. The shadow was growing. They started setting up stones. It was growing. They looked the other way. It went on growing. They decided they would make a stone out of it. They took stones to the water. They poured them into the shadow. They poured them in. They poured them in. The stones vanished. The shadow was not filled, it went on growing. That was one day. The next day was just the same, it went on growing. They did all the same things, it was just the same. They decided to take its water from under it. They took away water, they took it away, the water went down. The shadow stayed where it was before. It went on growing, it grew onto the land. They started to scrape the shadow with machines. When it touched the machines, it stayed on them. They started to beat the shadow with sticks. Where it touched the sticks, it stayed on them. They started to beat the shadow with hands. Where it touched the hands, it stayed on them. That was another day. Well, the next day started about the same. It went on growing. They pushed lights into the shadow. Where the shadow got onto them, they went out. They began to stomp on the edge. It got their feet. And when it got their feet, they fell down. It got into eyes. The eyes went blind. The ones that fell down, it grew over and they vanished. The ones that went blind and walked into it vanished. The ones that could see and stood still, it swallowed their shadows. Then it swallowed them too and they vanished. Well, the others ran. The ones that were left went away to live if it would let them. They went as far as they could, the lucky ones, with their shadows. Well, to make a...